Hey guys, and welcome to the Bright and Fit podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I'm your host, Tatiana, money and fitness professional and everyday energizer bunny. From health, wellness, and everyday life challenges and topics, the Bright and Fit podcast will discuss interesting and fun ways to reinvent ourselves at any age. I hope you can join me. Hey guys, this is Tatiana, your friend and host here at the Bright and Fit podcast. And it's another exciting episode. This time, this episode is very dear and near to my heart. It is October 2021. There's a lot of awareness causes this month. There is breast cancer awareness, there is infant and pregnancy loss awareness, and there's also domestic violence awareness. So in this episode, we're going to be discussing domestic violence and the collective socialization of manhood, education, awareness, and prevention. I hope you guys can join us. Welcome back to the Bright and Fit podcast. Today's episode is about domestic violence. We're going to be talking about, first, I want to share the inspiration that I have for this episode. And we're also going to talk about what is abuse defined by the hotline.org. And we're also going to have some tips, ideas, and also recognizing the signs of a relationship abuse. Okay. This episode is inspired by several resources. Number one, my own story. And it's also inspired by a recent TED Talk that I watched by Tony Porter. He is the leader of A Call to Men organization. His TED Talk is available on YouTube. There's several of them. There's one in 2010. And is also inspired by podcasts such as After Dark, where he speaks with Dr. Maheen from ThisViolenceIsNotAtragedy.com. They're based in the UK. It is also inspired by Interventions in Domestic Violence podcast episode 15, titled Working with Female Domestic Violence Perpetrators, interviewing Dr. Wexler David. And it's also most recently inspired by several other shows. I'm sure that you have heard about the most recent one. It's October 2021, the series Made on Netflix. And I can't just avoid the fact that there's so many other Hollywood movies about domestic violence, such as Enough with Jennifer Lopez and some other ones. So the TED Talk with Tony Porter, the lead of A Call to Men, he speaks about the collective socialization of manhood. And what it means is he has a talk about what makes a man be called a man. He mentions how he grew up as a boy who was taught to be tough, had to be strong, courageous, dominating, don't act like a woman, don't be weak, no pain, no emotions, for the exception of anger, and definitely not fear. He interestingly speaks about what is called the man box. And the man box includes things such as don't cry or openly express your emotions, like we mentioned, with the exception of anger. Demonstrate control, aggression, dominance. You have to be the protector as a man. Don't be like a woman. Be heterosexual. Don't be weak. Do not be like a gay man. be tough, be athletic, be strong, have courage. You are the decision maker. And honestly, it views women as property, as objects, specifically about sexual objects. And he also speaks about how men have huge fear of getting out of that man box. You know, when they say play like a girl. He recently asked a young boy in football what would be the most degrading thing somebody can tell you. And he said, play like a girl. You play like a girl. And it basically, this boy was saying that it will destroy him if somebody compared him to play like a girl, as if being a girl and playing football was somewhat something terrible. And also, that man box includes don't talk about sex, especially the first time. It is very sad, as I'm watching this TED Talk, how this man who has two children, a boy and a girl, he talks about his experience when he was growing up and how someone in his life had somewhat gotten this disabled neighbor girl who was 16 years old, and she was obviously incapable of defending herself, and somewhat he brought this girl to his home for him to have sex for the first time. And also he was getting all of the neighborhood children, the boys, to have their first time with this young 16-year-old, disabled, mentally disabled, obviously physically disabled, to take advantage of her. And during the conversation, during the story, he speaks about how he feels ashamed of not speaking out of fear, not saying, no, this is not okay, and not telling anyone that that was happening. The collective socialization of men, as Tony Porter describes it, is less value plus property plus objectification is what violence against women happens. And he also says the CDC says that domestic violence is at an epidemic proportion. It is, alongside with cancer, the cause number two of death in women. Education, awareness, and prevention. And he closes his statement saying, it is because of the strength of a woman that men are in existence. I also heard the story of this young woman. We're going to call her Lori. She was married to another woman for 13 years. They had children, and everything was fine for a little while until her partner started abusing her. She started with demeaning names. She started with smacks on the back of her head. She was not helping in the house. She was abusing her, pushing her. And when she finally decided to file for divorce, once they filed for divorce and before they went into court, she showed up with flowers. She showed up to kind of make up for the mistakes in the past. And Lori moved back in with her abuser. And then everything happened again. She not only, the partner, Lori's partner, had another relationship with another woman in the same house where she was back to with the children that they had together, but also they both attacked her. And this is when she said, enough is enough. And it is very important to recognize first how to define the word abuse. According to the hotline.org, abuse is more than physical violence. Ending the harm and stigma of domestic violence requires a nuanced understanding of the behaviors that define it. I think this is really important to know. Abuse defined by the hotline.org on domestic violence. Domestic violence, also referred to as intimate partner violence or IPV, dating abuse or relationship abuse. It's a pattern of behaviors used by one partner to maintain power and control over another partner in an intimate relationship. And domestic violence doesn't discriminate. People of any race, age, gender, sexuality, religion, education, level, or economic status can be a victim or a perpetrator of domestic violence. That includes behaviors that physically harm, intimidate, manipulate, or control a partner, otherwise force them to behave in ways they don't want to, including through physical violence, threats, emotional abuse, or financial control. There are multiple forms of abuse, and these are usually at the same time in abusive situations. But we're going to understand them in just a moment. It takes about 7 times for a person in an abusive relationship to leave that abusive relationship. 7 times. So let's talk about recognizing the signs of relationship abuse. So let's talk about recognizing the signs of relationship abuse. At the start of a new relationship, it's not always easy to tell if it will later become abusive, obviously. Many abusive people appear like ideal partners in the early stages because possessive and controlling behaviors don't always appear overnight and may emerge and intensify as the relationship grows. Every relationship is different, and domestic violence doesn't always look the same. One feature shared by most abusive relationships is that the abusive partner tries to establish or gain power and control through many different methods at different moments. So let's talk about power and control, breaking free from abuse. So the power and control wheel was developed by the Domestic Violence Abuse Intervention Project in Duluth, Minnesota. It assumes pronouns she, her for the victim and he, him as the perpetrator, although it can be the opposite as well. So this wheel serves as a diagram of tactics that an abusive partner uses to keep their victims in a relationship. So imagine this wheel as the center, as a circle, power and control in the middle, and surrounded by it, surrounding the circle where it says power and control, there are different ways of tactics that the abusive partner uses. So let's talk about this for a moment. The first one, using coercion and threats, making carrying out threats to hurt, threat to leave or to commit suicide, to report her to welfare in case that there are children, and make drop charges and make her do illegal things. Using intimidation, making her afraid by using looks, actions, and gestures, smashing things, destroying her property, abusing her pets, displaying weapons. Using emotional abuse, putting her down, making her feel bad about herself, calling her names, making her think that she's crazy, playing mind games, humiliating her, making her feel guilty. Using isolation, controlling what she does, who she sees and talks to, what she reads, where she goes, limiting her outside involvement, using jealousy to justify actions, minimizing, denying, and blaming, making light of the abuse and not taking her concerns seriously, saying that the abuse probably never happened, shifting responsibility for the abuse behavior and saying that she caused it, using children, making her feel guilty about the children, using children to relay messages, using visitation to harass her, threatening to take the children away, using male privilege, treating her like a servant, making all the big decisions, acting like the master of the castle, being the one to define men's and women's roles, and using economic abuse, preventing her from getting or keeping a job, making her ask for money, giving her an allowance, taking her money, not letting her know about or have access to family income. So that is all in the abusive diagram, some of the tactics that the perpetrator or abuser may use. These are also other common signs of abuse behavior in a partner. These include telling that you never do anything right, showing extreme jealousy of your friends or time spent away from them, preventing or discouraging you from spending time with your friends, family members, or peers, insulting, demeaning, or shaming you, especially in front of other people, preventing you from making your own decisions, including about working or attending school, controlling finances in the household without discussion, including, again, taking the money, refusing to provide money for necessary expenses, pressuring you to have sex or perform sexual acts you're not comfortable with, pressuring you to use drugs or alcohol, intimidating you through threatening looks or actions, insulting your parenting or threatening to harm or take away your children or pets, intimidating you with weapons like guns, knives, bats, or anything else, destroying your belongings or your home. If you are out there and you're listening to this podcast and you can identify that you have or you currently have had any of these actions towards you happen, then most likely you have been a victim of domestic violence. And even if it's not at the extent of what I just mentioned, even if it had been something very subtle by your partner, or you have done it to your partner, still violence. The hotline.org has help available in Spanish. You can always call 800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E, or 1-800-799-7233. You can also text the word START at 88788. Now, if you're in an immediate danger, please call 911. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. Do not think about it. Just call whenever it's safe. So, as I was researching about this topic, I was thinking about how difficult it is for someone to, number one, identify what those signs of domestic violence is. What exactly is abuse? Like, is what I'm feeling abuse, or is this just somebody's character? If it makes you question somebody's character and it makes you feel like you are crazy for overreacting, then you're definitely experiencing domestic violence. And domestic violence is typically from your partner, but it can happen from a family member, from an uncle, from a stepfather, from a stepmother, from anybody in your family. That is also domestic violence. If you are the perpetrator, you are also committing domestic violence towards somebody that at some point was important to you in your life. So if you are in immediate danger, please get help. Contact someone or text the line. Text START to 88788. Now, I want to make sure that there are some tools shared if you are currently experiencing domestic violence. First of all, you can always go to hotline.org, where you can Google just domestic violence, and there is a lot of resources there that you can start reading on. It is thehotline.org, as well as some other resources that you can read on if you're not sure. But to begin with, if you're experiencing domestic violence, besides identifying it and trying to protect yourself from the abuse, if you are still in the middle of it and you don't know what to do, again, this podcast is only for the intent of spreading information. It's not with the intent of providing professional guidance. Please call the police, call a friend, call if you are going to therapy, call your psychologist, talk to your therapist for professional advice. But if you're in the middle of it, thehotline.org shares some tips that you can do. First of all, create a safety plan. Check that your internet is not being monitored. And if it is, make sure that anything that you research when it comes to domestic violence, you can clearly delete it. Delete the browsing history, just to make sure. So let's talk about what a safety plan is. What is a safety plan? A safety plan is a set of actions that can help lower your risk of being hurt by your partner. It includes information specific to you and your life that will increase your safety, whether it's at school, home, work, or other places that you go on a daily basis. So you may wonder, how do I make a safety plan? What exactly do I put? What exactly do I write? My information is private. I don't want anybody to have my information available. So take some time to collect the following information, write it down to keep it somewhere safe that you only know and somebody that you trust that doesn't live with you. So write down some personal information. For example, who do you live with? Do you attend school? Do you have a job? Do you have children? Are you pregnant? How old are the children? Have you told someone in your family about this relationship or this abuse? What word, phrase can you use as a code in a call, text, to ask your friends and family, etc., for help with your partner not knowing? During times where you're at home alone, who can stay with you if you don't want to be alone? If you're not comfortable being at home, where else could you go to stay safe? If you need to leave your home in an emergency, what is a safe public place where you could go? If you need to leave quickly, which items would you take with you? For example, your ID, your cell phone, cell charger, medication, cash, ATM card, house key, car key, a change of clothes, comfortable items like pictures, stuffed animals, blankets. If you have kids, pack baby supplies, kids supplies, a copy of protection or restraining order if you have one. That's very important too. Your children's birth certificates, your health insurance card, any information that you can quickly grab if you need to go. And again, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share a little bit of information and awareness for domestic violence. There's so many resources out there. This podcast is only with the intent, like I said, to bring some awareness. And if you need to talk to somebody, please approach somebody. If you have any questions or concerns, if you have any comments on this podcast episode, you can always send me an email to bright.com. BRIGHT, letter N, all together, fit, F-I-T, one, @gmail.com. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Bright and Fit by Tatiana, on Instagram as @brightandfit1. I would love to hear from you. You're not alone. You will get through this. Please protect yourself if you're going through it. Please think about your actions if you're committing any of this violence towards somebody that you love. And I'm sending everyone so much love and energy. And until next time.